843-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Okay, so let's take a look into this. And first of all, we want to take a trip back to Eden. I believe that God wants to restore and will restore much that has been lost by mankind. When man fell and committed sin against God, he fell into a state that we find ourselves today much worse. But thank God that God so loved the world that he gave his son, right? Now, I heard an argument on YouTube. It was a particular religion, and they were disputing something. For a moment, it caught me by surprise because they were disputing something. They said, listen, if your God is so kind, why would he send his son and kill him, have him killed to get forgiveness? And I thought, whoa. And he said, our God, you can get forgiveness. But see, there's a whole lot of much other stuff. You can get forgiveness without having killed somebody, even though they kill. And I thought for a moment, I said, wow, that's an interesting argument. But then the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, the reason Jesus died is death had to be defeated. It was all about death. See, when Adam fell, death came. So Jesus had to defeat death. So an innocent one had to die. And he said, send me, I'll go. Amen. So he had to come and defeat death. Now, they can't go there with you. Because, see, Jesus is the only one that went through death and rose again. And said, now death, hell, and the grave have been conquered. Now I can offer man free salvation. All this other stuff is religious. Adam and Eve, when they were born, or created rather, they were to represent God on earth to all the rest of creation. This was God's original intent for man. Man was to represent God on earth to the rest of creation. Now, their position over the earth was not instead of God, you know, them in God's stead. It wasn't instead of God, but it was because of God. This is what we must understand. We're not called to be God. We're not called to be instead of God, but we're called to be because of God. Do you understand? It was God that gave them authority in the earth. Now, their place of rule. Somebody say, I'm going back to the garden. Now, their place of rule, let me take these glasses off here. Their place of rule was the overflow of their intimacy with God. This is so important. Their place of rulership stemmed from, or the foundation of their place of rulership stemmed from their intimacy. It was the overflow of intimacy. Do you understand? It came from their relationship to God. Why people burn out today is because they lack intimacy with God. They get so bound or wound up in the world system, and they're running from pillar to post and burning the candle at both ends and trying to do everything and leave out that intimacy. Now, it's one thing to be an associate. You know, you have associates on your job. You may not even know their name. You see them every now and then. They work in another department. Hey, how you doing? What's his name? You don't even know their name. They're associates. But if you have a wife or a husband, that should spell, to some degree, intimacy. You know them better than that associate on the job. Their rulership was to stem from their intimacy with God. The overflow. It's time that some start operating from the overflow. See, your car can only take you as far as you got gas in it. You run out of gas on 95, down in Hope Sound trying to get to Port St. Lucie, you almost made it. But you ran out of gas. How many today are running out of gas? Spiritual gas. Because they've allowed the agenda, they've allowed the distractions, they've allowed the darkness to begin to determine their agenda. And now many are just reacting to darkness. And the enemy's plan and scheme is always to wear out the saints. He'll have you come to church while praise and worship is going on, and you can't praise and worship. You just go through the motions. Worn out. Overwhelmed. But that, tell somebody, that is not our portion. Tell somebody, I'm going back to Eden. Now understand, we're here and we're not instead of God, but we're here because of God. And we must learn to operate, to live all of our life from the overflow of our intimacy. Everything coming from the overflow of intimacy. Everything coming from our relationship with God. The time is dictating it now. We can only release the benefits of God or God's rule. I want to challenge some of you this morning. We can only release the benefit of God's rule flowing through us. Okay? Are you following me there? God's rule flowing through us. See, we're not here instead of God. We're here because of God. And God wants to rule through us. Remember, the difference between the anointings is that the anointing is Christ. That makes all the difference in the world. Amen. You can have a gift and have an anointing on a gift, but if it's not anointed by Christ, you can have the people woo and hollering, yay, and then you worship you and everything else. But if it's not anointed by Christ, it won't subdue the adversary. Let me make this statement. We can only release the benefit of God's rule flowing through our life to the degree that his rule is over us and growing in us. Amen. Would you see that a moment? Amen. Only to the degree that you have conquered territory inside, in your mind, only to that degree will God's rule flow out of you into your environment. See, God wants to reestablish an Eden. Eden was where God created the delightful place to meet with man. It was a garden. It's interesting how Gethsemane was the garden where Jesus, when he came to bring us back into right standing with God and to deliver us from the power of death, where he was attacked by the enemy. In Gethsemane, so much so that he bled drops of blood out of his pores. Amen. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death, in a garden. Gethsemane. Gethsemane means wine press, where the grapes were crushed. He was being crushed there where Adam fell. And Jesus had every right, or he was tempted to just call on the angels to come and deliver him. But he didn't. He went through the wine press. Sometimes you got to go through a wine press. Come on. I said, sometimes you got to get to your next level. Sometimes you got to go through a wine press, the place of pressure. He went from the place of pressure to Golgotha, the place of the skull, Where you have to die, where you die to your thoughts, where you die to yourself. Then there's resurrection. Then there's that life that conquers. Then there's that life that walks triumphantly. Then there's that life that takes no prisoners. Then there's that life that becomes intimate with God. You know God like others don't know him because you've been through that. You've died to you. You've been resurrected. You're living another life now. You're not just religious. You don't just know the man upstairs. No, you have an intimate relationship. And guess what? That overflow coming out of you will begin to affect your environment. Tell somebody, I'm going back to Eden. But you can only release the benefit of God's rule flowing through you to the degree his rule is over you and growing in you. Have you got that? We want change. Change. Most like change, but they don't want to change. Yeah, change everything. Just don't mess with me. But the real change comes from here. You don't change. You can change everything out there. It'll just grow weeds. But when you change here, the flow of what God has purposed. See, when you change here and allow that flow of God to be released through you, the benefits of his rule will begin to rule there. It'll be different. Your environment. You see, we have to understand something about these last days. God is, see, the whole creation is groaning and in turmoil and upheaval, waiting for the manifestation of the sons. The mature ones, the ones that are allowing God to rule from the inside, the ones that have died to themselves, the crucified ones, the ones that are not walking in carnality, playing church. Amen. Only church when it's convenient, doing their own thing. No, but that are sold out to God. Hello, somebody say amen real loud for real. Creation is groaning. This is why we see. I want to encourage you. You know, I was thinking about this morning. There's a channel called The Two Preachers. Some of you may know of it, may visit it. Look it up and subscribe to it. It's called The Two Preachers. Their ministry, for the most part, is going across the world, or they get information across the world of all type of calamity, all type of things that are happening in nature. And I mean, it's incredible what you don't hear it on the news of what's going on in different places, even up till yesterday. There's things all over the world. But what's happening? The earth is moaning and groaning. It's in travail. It's having birth pangs. What for? For the manifestation of the sons. The whole creation is moaning and groaning. Even this in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, this volcano that just erupted and it displaced the whole city. You know, God is allowing the earth to have birth pangs. Now, understand this too, and this is where we need discernment, because there are a whole lot of people that have weather patents. Now, you may never heard of this. There are people that have patents on weather. Rainmakers, storm makers.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.